This is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media.
Good morning and welcome to the alternative media on republicbroadcasting.org. I'm your guest host, Jeremy from Kentucky, filling in for Farron. And I'd like to welcome any listeners that are listening in from the other programs, from Rents and from Dr. Slattery's program that's on this, also broadcast on this show. Farron couldn't make it today, and he called me last minute, and I said I would do my best to do the show today. So let's make it fun and cover some current events and some political ideologies that affect us and our people. First, I'll tell you a little bit about me. A lot of you do know me. You've heard me call in before to the different programs. But for any of you newbies out there, I'm a Irishman from Kentucky, and I'm a strong Christian. So we'll go ahead and get that out. And we're not going to make this broadcast about religion, but you know, Christianity is what shapes my worldview. And we all have biases. We all have things that shape the way we see the world and the way that we interpret facts. I'm a traditional Christian, so I'm neither Russian Orthodox nor am I Christian identity, and that makes me a little unique in this movement. I'm the type of Christian you would have met before the 18th century, maybe, before Zionism set in. So I am not a Zionist. I recognize that the state of Israel that we see today, that the Jewish people that have acquired that land have done it through treachery, through globalist banking, politics, and wars, and that I acknowledge Jewish power, that the Jews that we see today that have controlled our media, our politics, and our banks, they are anti-Christian, and they are anti-European, and they are pushing to make us a minority in this country of America, and possibly even to completely wipe us out. And so I fight against that, and I stand with anyone, regardless of your religious beliefs or your political ideologies. If you want to stand up for our people and stand up for the truth, I stand with you. And then what is a traditional Christian? Well, just back to the basics. I believe that Jesus died on the cross for my sins and rose again. And there's no good work that I can do to earn that forgiveness from God. There's no ritual that I can perform. Because I'm imperfect, and if I was relying on my works, I wouldn't make it. So that's basically me. And, you know, now that we've got that out of the way, we can carry on. I will be taking phone calls. I'll be taking them early, and I'll offer a platform of freedom of speech. So if you want to call in and ask a question about religion, you know, I welcome that. Or politics. I know there's many different listeners with many different points of view. Some of you are Christian, some of you aren't, some of you are agnostic, but I respect you as a caller and your right to voice your opinion. And isn't it great that we can come on RBN, that they're offering us this platform of freedom of speech, that we can air our grievances and we can share our points of view? There's people in Europe right now that are political prisoners simply for questioning historical events, simply for questioning the numbers of the alleged Holocaust. We have political prisoners here in the United States. How about Jacob Goodwin, who stood up and tried to protect an elderly man that was getting attacked in the Charlottesville rally? He's in jail right now. Jacob Goodwin is. Through the corrupt political system and through the corrupt judicial system that we have. So we really do have a blessing here by being able to get on this show and speak our minds. And I urge you to go to republicbroadcasting.org. And if you have some extra money, donate. You know, keep this going because we're spreading the truth. And that's what I want to do today. I want to spread the truth and I want to talk to all of you and get all of your views on the different events that are going on. So like I said, I'm an Irishman and I'm a little unique in that aspect because I believe that each one of us, white European peoples, that it's important that we embrace our individual European identity. I traced my surname and did the DNA test. We hail from Galway, Ireland. We actually had a castle there and some land until the bloody British came in under Cromwell in the 15th century. and they took that away and redistributed it. So basically, we was Kangs. So yeah, as an Irishman, I'm concerned on what's going on in back in the homeland. And you know, just a few months ago, I was discussing with Farron on the air that the sodomite Indian Prime Minister of Ireland has authorized the invasion of that island. He's authorized nearly a million migrants to come in there, sub-Saharan migrants. And that's going to radically, it's not just going to change it, it's going to destroy the people of Ireland and the great culture that's been left almost untouched for thousands of years. You know, because Rome didn't invade Ireland and the language wasn't Latinized. And Gaelic is still spoken in large portions of the island. And all that's going to be destroyed now. So I would urge you, if you're concerned about Ireland or any part of Europe, that you get out there on the net and you use that resource and you research what you can do and who you can support. Justin Barrett of the Nationalist Party is a good movement in Ireland that's speaking out against this migration. He's speaking out against abortion. He says that, why are we aborting our own people when our population is in decline? Why are we taking in foreigners? Why don't we just have more babies and stop killing the ones in the womb? So Justin Barrett is a good, strong voice, and you can find him on his Facebook page, or you can Google his name, Justin Barrett, B-A-R-R-E-T-T, and he's with the Nationalist Party in Ireland. We have a lot of good organizations to support here. I'll just mention a few things. The League of the South, Dr. Michael Hill, you can hear him come on Stormfront, usually on Mondays and Fridays, Stormfront Action, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. That's hosted by Father Francis, who has called in, and he has been a guest on this show before. But the League of the South is doing a protest today in Knoxville, Tennessee. They're protesting the Pride Fest. You know, really, it's a shame fest, because these sodomites are shameful. They're parading out there in one of our southern states, and they're trying to affect adversely the culture. They're trying to drag our children in to their degenerate mindset. And the League of the South is going to be set up to protest and stand against that. You know, the sodomites, if you can go to AIDS.gov and you can pull up the statistics that homosexuals are more likely to get AIDS and have the highest percentage of the AIDS infection than any other heterosexual group that's even promiscuous. And that's because sodomy is a destructive practice. I don't want to go into gory detail, but I mean, it destroys the body. It makes cuts and leaves you open to infection when you eliminate. And it's something that's done in the prisons as an act of violence and destruction. It's done in times of war and past as an act of violence. So there's nothing loving about these people. And they aim to subvert. But let's not forget who the real enemy is, and that's the ultra-Jewish supremacists that have infiltrated our media, that bombard our young people day in and day out with propaganda saying that this is okay. And whether you're a Christian or not, you know, everybody should see that this is not a productive lifestyle and that this will bring down our society. Even the ancient Greeks, who tolerated a little bit of pedestry, you know, in the corner behind the scenes, and they kept it kind of quiet, even they didn't allow marriage to be redefined. They did not recognize homosexual marriage, and they recognized that to be a strong society, they had to have strong families that would reproduce and carry on the next generation. So, you know, that's a case I could make. I always make a case that Christianity strengthened Europe and united them, and it did. Charles Martel pushed the Mongoloid invaders and the Muslims out of Western Europe, and without that action, we wouldn't be here today. We wouldn't be here as European Americans, and we wouldn't have a Europe as we know it. And under Christianity, they were united. But even before Christianity, and I'll just take Ireland for example, before the 4th century, before the island largely converted, you know, they still had, our European peoples had strong values. They recognized the strength of the family. And I can read ancient literature about the Irish hero, actually a superhero, called Cuchulainn. And if you read the the adventures of Cahullin, and you find that he was a warrior who had a code of honor. You know, and they were pagans. They didn't, this was before Christianity, but they recognized the virtue of a young maiden, and that that was a sought after thing, to have a virtuous young lady to court, to be your wife. And in one of the stories, you know, Cahullin was courting this maiden, and she was pretty much holding all the keys, because he wanted to take her to be his wife. But she said, well, you must, you know, prove yourself to me. You must complete some feats. You must defeat some enemies for me. You've got to prove yourself that you're worthy of my virtue. So we can come up with a lot of examples of how our European peoples, even before Christianity, had a sense of morals and value. You know, while South American continent and the African continent, they were, you know, doing horrible rituals of often child sacrifice and buggery, and just doing terrible, terrible things. Take the Mayans and the Aztecs, for example, they had horrible practices. And so there is a difference in the races. And I want all of humanity, I want everyone to have rights. I believe in human rights for everyone. But especially for our European peoples. And we should be able to politically organize in this time that we are becoming a minority in the country of America. And we've been a minority worldwide for over 100 years or more. We are less than 8 to 9% of the world population. And yet they let massive third world immigration come into our European homelands. And they're trying to push them into America now. And so that brings us up to another topic here that's been on everyone's mind and everyone's Facebook, if you do Facebook, and that is immigration. That's what President Trump ran on, wasn't it? That was one of his main platforms. He ran on immigration control, fair trade, and non-intervention. He railed against the Iraq war and against the Bush cartel. And that's what won us over. Remember back in those days when we cheered him on as he got up there with that blonde poofy comb over, and he said that the Bushes lied. There was no weapons of mass destruction. And we cheered him on, didn't we? He got up there and he spoke out against this massive illegal immigration, and he called them, he said they're letting rapists into our country. And we cheered him on. And so now we see that Trump is tied down, and he's bogged down in the massive bureaucracy. And I can make the case very easily that Trump may have been a tool from the beginning. Maybe over a decade ago, he got into some bad financial deals with powerful Jewish oligarchs like Abramovich, the Jewish oligarch in Russia, who has clear ties with Jared Kushner. I could totally make that case, and how Trump has surrounded himself with Jewish counsel, such as the lawyer Michael Cohen. And we talked about that on this program, Farron and I did, back on April 22nd. Of 2017, and we talked about how Michael Cohen was going to be the downfall of Trump, and that it was no coincidence that this person was going to work to take Trump down, but rather it was a coincidence. And now we see that happening. You can pull up a news article here that says Tom Arnold, the Jew, says he's teaming up with Trump's lawyer, Cohen, to take Trump down. And Cohen is not disputing this. He's basically, he didn't say anything to say, no, this isn't true. That's the wording. They are teaming up to take Trump down. What all kind of dirt does Cohen have on Trump anyway? What's out there? What do they have on him? What kind of hooks do they have in him? So, I mean, I could make that case. It's a little conspiratorial. Or we could make the case that Trump had good intentions and he just happened to use Jews to rise to power and build his business. And now he's a hostage president. We could make that case as well. You know, one thing that we can definitely say is we can look at the facts and we can see that Trump is not coming through on his promises. He is not campaign Trump. He is bogged down in bureaucracy Trump. He is the Trump who has moved the Jerusalem, you know, the embassy to Jerusalem. He's the Trump who went to Saudi Arabia and put his hands on the shiny ball that we still don't know what that is. And Saudi Arabia, the ones that our government said helped to finance 9/11, and even Trump said that, for crying out loud. It's in the Pentagon Papers. They released it in 2016, I believe, in the summer. And of course, we all know that the Israeli Mossad did 9/11. I mean, that's very obvious. Frank from North Carolina has called in and made that case. And you can watch 9/11 Missing Links. 9/11 Missing Links. That's a YouTube video. It's very well done. And it documents. Now, it's 3 hours long, but you can definitely get through it. Just take some time out, and it documents how false flags throughout the last 120 years have pushed American policy for war, and that Zionist power has been behind it, and compliant Gentile power in our government has, you know, cooperated with these Zionists. And so, yeah, 9/11 was done, you know, with the orchestration of the Mossad, the CIA, and with the funding of the Saudis. And the Saudis and the Jews are big allies. You know, the Saudis are Sunni. And the temple that is now built on the spot where the Jewish temple should be, you know, that's Sunni Muslims. And I wouldn't be surprised if you see a deal come forth in the future where the Jews get their Jewish temple back. And they wheel and deal with the Sunnis to try to either move the mosque or, you know, take it down. I don't know how that would happen. That would be quite a thing, but I wouldn't be surprised to see that. But yeah, 9/11 was totally a Jewish thing. It was done by the Mossad. I believe there's no doubt of that. And, you know, we look at the USS Liberty, also another false flag that was done by our greatest ally. And if you just point these things out to people, some of the more obvious false flags, it's a good way to red pill them. It's a good way to help them see the hypocrisy of our government and the media. You know, hey, Trump's coming under fire for separating families, laws that were put in place way before he even took office, these immigrant children. But yet Israel can shoot unarmed Palestinians for just protesting. And the media, you know, says, oh, Israel has the right to defend themselves with deadly force. That was in the National Review. That was also posted in the New York Times. So that's supposed to be a liberal publication that actually is on, you know, the side of the Zionists there. So the hypocrisy there is amazing. And these are things that you can point out to your friends and that you can help to red pill them on. But yeah, Trump is not turning out to be what we want him to be. And for now, you know, he's done the executive order that these children, these migrant children, can be held with their families. But I mean, are they going to push him to let these kids out and their families just out in the American public? That's what Obama was doing. Will Trump cave on that? I don't know. It's not looking good. But you know, he has stood up and he said, well, we're going to try to not do any immigration reform or bills until the midterm elections. That's a good thing if we get a red wave. What if we get a blue wave? Then it could be our undoing. But I think this Trump phenomenon is, you know, we didn't vote for Trump the man. We voted for his policies. And there are over 60 million plus people out there that voted for Trump, his policies. He pulled people from the Democratic side, from the conservative, the evangelicals. He pulled people from our, you know, side, for pro-European peoples, the alt-right. He pulled people from the libertarians, and he tapped a vein in the populace of this country. And the people that do support him, that aren't fully red-pilled on the issues like we are, you know, they'll cheer him on. And anything he does, they'll just make excuses for him. But let me tell you something. When Trump goes down, and I think that he is, I think that it's a matter of time, that he'll either be impeached or maybe he'll just not win the next election. Maybe they'll fix it. When that happens, this country is due for a political shakeup, the likes of which we may not have seen before, or we at least haven't seen in over 100 years. And there is a possibility of a third party. Now you say, oh, that's crazy. You know, that hasn't happened in so long. Well, you know, I would have said that over a year ago, but the prominent people in our circle said, coming up on the break, back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Welcome back to your guest host here, Jeremy from Kentucky. And we're talking about the possibility of a third political party forming in the United States. Sounds a little out there, doesn't it? But I remember last fall, Eric Strocker was a guest on this show, and Farron was interviewing him, and Eric Strocker said that a third political party was a distinct possibility, and that the alt-right was going to try and push a candidate in to fill that power vacuum, because you're going to have 60 million plus people looking for answers and looking for somebody to take Trump's place, you know, when their great blonde poofed over hero is taken down, right? And then I thought, okay, I took that with a grain of salt. It wasn't a week later that I heard Rush Limbaugh saying the same thing, that it was very possible that the Republican Party could collapse because they're going against Trump and, you know, they're going against their own guy, basically, and that they could actually be their own policies could be their undoing going against Trump. And so Rush, you know, I listen to Rush because I know that the very powerful Jewish oligarchs are bumping elbows with him, and he gets a lot of inside information. A lot of the things that he said has turned out to come true, and I think that that's why. I think he gets information from powerful people that you know, want to push whatever agenda, and Rush's controlled opposition in the most Orwellian way. He says a lot of good things, but he brings you to the brink of the truth, and then he He turns you, he makes you do a right face just before you get to the truth, and he redirects you. So, you know, he's good stuff, and he can be used to red pill people, but he's not going to lead them to the truth. So, yeah, Rush actually did say that, that a third party was political. And, you know, I was on Patrick Slattery's show earlier this week. Myself and George from Greece were being interviewed by Dr. Slattery on the Thursday broadcast of the National Bugle Radio here on RBN. And you can pull up those archives if you want to hear it. We were discussing the Russian philosopher Alexander Dugin. And, you know, Dugin wrote basically some books in the early to late 90s. His fourth political theory, how he wanted to create a Eurasian movement, sort of a fascist movement with Russia at the spearhead and some different Asian countries. And Alexander Dugin actually called for the political upheaval in the West, specifically in the United States of America, using identity politics and dividing people along lines of race and religion. Now, Dugin is part of the National Bolshevik Party, which is a contradiction in terms. Now, Bolshevik simply means the majority. But I mean, we all know that what images Bolshevik conjures up of communist Jews that took over Russia 100 years ago. Just like if I started a party called the National Socialist Workers Party of Kentucky, well, people would say Nazi, and they would say the images would come up in their head, you know. So Bolshevik is the same way. And Dugin actually borrows from communist ideology, and that's very apparent in his call for political upheaval. Because, yeah, identity politics is basically a part of cultural Marxism. And it's in the same way that traditional Marxism would get financial classes to war amongst each other in order to take down a financial power structure. You can do that the same way by getting races and religions and different classes of people to politically war against each other in order to sink a political system. So on the one hand, yeah, identity politics is part of Marxist cultural Marxist philosophy. On the other hand, we have to play it, because if we don't, I mean, think about being thrown into a arena as a gladiator, and you have all these other guys coming at you and some lions, and you're like, you know, nope, I'm not going to pick up my sword. That would be wrong. Nobody's going to do that. You're going to pick up the sword and fight for your life. And that's where we're at as Europeans. We've been forced to play this game, and play it we will. And I noticed that we have a call. This is Davey from Texas has called in. I'm going to go ahead and take the call after the next break so that we'll have time. And I welcome calls, and I welcome you to express, you know, your point of view. I would say there's some guidelines. We know you don't use profanity, no violence, no threats of violence, and, you know, don't threaten to blow anything up. There's SPLC and ADL listening to these shows, and federal agents, the FBI, listens to these shows, and they'll take a snippet of something you said out of context. And if they can find you, you can bet that they'll try to prosecute. Plus, we just don't want to promote that here on alternative media on RBN. And, you know, we may get a troll or two. Who knows? I haven't heard any trolls as of late. But you never know when someone might call in and troll the new guy, right? And I'll do a little healthy debate if we get a troll. But once we figure out we're wasting time, you know, then we'll dump him and go on. So, yeah, we'll be taking calls at the end of the hour. And the got the call-in number here, 1-800-313-9443. So why did I bring up Dugin and this fourth political concept of his? Well, because it's a distinct possibility that when the political chaos ensues in this country, and it will, and when the Republican Party collapses, and I believe it will, that Dugin's people are going to try to push someone in there, and they're going to try to take advantage of that. Yes, it sounds a little conspiratorial, and I want to try to, you know, be objective, but I mean, the more that I've studied this, the more that I think that this is a distinct possibility. Coming up on the break, when we get back, we're going to take Davey from Texas.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
The Alternative Media, and I'm your guest host, Jeremy, from the beautiful cornfields of Kentucky. It's just me and my pickup truck and a $100 Samsung phone, so I hope everything's coming through clear. Give me some feedback, callers, if it's not. And, you know, it's Kentucky's a beautiful state, home of bluegrass, horse racing, and bourbon. You're welcome. Let's bring on Davey from Texas, Mr. Engineer, and see what Davey has to say.
Can you hear me, Jeremy?
I can hear you loud and clear, sir. Welcome to the Alternative Media.
Man, you're doing a great job today. That's a good lead-in. I wanted to compliment you first because you opened the door to the discussion of the language. And, you know, in Zephaniah 3:9, it speaks of a pure language. And for people on the land in America, it'd make a lot of difference if they knew, you know, it'd make a lot of difference between poo-poo and shinola, you know. And I got a list here. It's kind of hard to knock it down. Okay. But, you know, in John 8:44, Jesus doesn't waste much time in that verbal combat discussion. First two-legged reptile. And the bands that taking place in the America if they would try to say, well, you know, let's try to
Davey, real quick, you're breaking up. We're losing what you're saying. You're breaking up. See if you can. We got you. The last I heard was Zephaniah, and then you made a reference to John 8, and then you started breaking up really bad. If you can get in a better place,
I'm going to try. But I think there's a van nearby that's interfering here, and someday it's better than others. Anyway.
You're coming through now. Go back. You're coming through now. Start back at John 8 and the reference to the children of the devil.
Well, the issue is, quite frankly, the language. And, you know, I've been through this for like 50 years, and I've read and reread and read and reread. And, you know, the issue for Americans is the definition of the word Israel. Because if you look at the first five books of the Bible, you'll see no reference to any proselytes to Talmudic Judaism running around being Jewish. The confusion arises because of this, not just the Scofield Bible, but the money changers who control the information, and not just the publishing houses, but they can turn brother against brother, and that's really the issue for the white people on the planet is what's the truth first. Because if people would, in good faith, sit down and just put the facts on the table, have you seen that Goon Squad, Karen Washing of the Brain blog spot where he has the pictures of the ones that are in the media, and they're like 99.9% Jewish?
Yeah, I've not seen that actual blog spot, but I'm familiar with a lot of the Jewish figureheads that are in our media.
Well, he had, you know, the issue is the mugshots. You know, when I was a boy, I was in Memphis when Martin Luther King was shot, and I used to have to go down to the Memphis Metro Narcotics Squad, and I was a boy, and I got to look at all of the mugshots in the mugshot book, and about 99% of the mugshots were Negroes, and it was just like, wow, you know, how do you get past all of the mugshots of the terrorists, the truth-hating, Jesus-hating terrorists that print the currency and own the media and pay every last crackhead in Congress to support the terrorist Jewish state. You know, you brought up the murder of the Palestinians by these Jewish terrorist snipers. When specifically did the Jewish terrorists become the good terrorists for Americans?
Yeah, well, after World War II, when we lost the war to communism, I suppose.
It was real subtle, you know what I mean? It was real subtle, you know, and you mentioned the USS Liberty. You know, if the American people, especially the white men who cared about their children's future, if they were at that time apprised of the facts of the case, they'd say, you know, we need to go over there and eliminate these terrorists in the Jewish terrorist cult compound because they're real terrorists who hate the truth and justice and are murdering people. You know, and for Americans, the issue is how does the mass murderers get authority on the land in America?
Right. You know, it's through treachery and banking. I mean, they really, the real downfall was when they set up the Federal Reserve and they lent money just like gangsters, just, you know, like loan sharks to our entire government. And then not only did they lend it, but they're like, oh, we'll just keep printing money so you can pay off, you know, you can make your payment with our printed money. Oh, and give us all your gold, by the way, you know, so you can't have any real assets. So, I mean, yeah, that's, well, I think that's what it is they control through money, and that's how they've done it for thousands of years.
Well, you know, the issue there is distinguishing between the sacred and the profane and the true and the not true, and the truth is, the word money properly defined is not filthy lucre. Filthy lucre is what the synagogue of Satan psychopathic terrorists use to brainwash the brain-dead goy into Jew-worshipping, which is insanity on its face. I mean, if you had a choice between living in a house that was clean and nice and living in a house with a bunch of rabid dogs and poop everywhere, which would you choose?
Oh, yeah. Clean and nice, always.
Well, you know, now we live in a house that's just full of poop and insanity everywhere, and you have these synagogue of Satan psychopathic terrorists telling you you need more third world rejects in your country, and you need a bunch of sodomites running around. Have you ever seen this book about the Scottish Chiefs? Oh, man. It was written back in the early 1800s. I've read probably, I don't know, 15 or 20 books in the last year that were written in the 1800s and the early 1900s, and I see the word gay, and the word gay means happy, and sodomites are never happy, and they're never going to be happy. But how is it, and I think Missouri is close to Kentucky there, but you know, just last year they had an issue there that they were going to let sodomites, quote, take part in holy matrimony because they were so gay. You know, well, you can't have gay marriage. You know, sodomites are not happy, and they can't produce. They can't produce offspring. So, you know, having people abuse the language on behalf of the mass murderers that print the currency and have a Jewish terrorist cult compound that murder people, you know, wholesale with billion-dollar weapon systems, they steal from the American people who are busy feeling sorry for the sodomites and the third worlders and, you know, everything that's degenerate and perverted. And, I mean, that's just on its face, blasphemy.
Yeah, absolutely right. And we see this. They have two legs of power, and they've basically had these legs for a few hundred years now. You know, there's the communist side, and then there's the capitalist side. So on the capitalist side, you know, they control through the Federal Reserve and banking. And that's they get us to go to war by buying our politicians. And then on the communist side, they use what I was talking about earlier, the cultural Marxist principles to bring down our European Christian society. And that is by saying, well, if, you know, women are equal to men and they can be in the workforce, well, then surely the races are equal. Oh, and if the races are equal, well, then surely, you know, homosexuals are equal to heterosexuals and they should have rights. And so in the 21st century, we've really seen this come to fruition. And it's a Weimar Republic, Germany all over again. When they put our first, you know, mixed president in, who actually is a Kenyan, and this guy just went over the will of the people and totally signed, you know, these papers into the Supreme Court, an unelected body of, then these guys are not religious leaders, they're not biologists, they have no right to tell when we can take a life in the womb, they have no right to redefine marriage, but yet they ran right over the American people. And this is cultural Marxism at its prime. And you're right, it's to bring down our Christian society. And you have some good points there.
I would like to, you know, address the issue of the language, specifically the word society, the word government, and the word Israel. Because, you know, Jesus said to know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Have you ever been to the Smithsonian or up there in Washington? Have you ever seen the Liberty Bell?
No, I have not been to Washington. I'm prior military. I've been all over the world and other places, but I've not been to our own capital. Go ahead and tell me.
Well, it's a sodomite cult compound. Let me tell you, it's disgusting as hell. But the issue is, just like the Declaration of Arbroath and the Stone of Destiny, there are certain pieces of history that if the white men in particular would find out the truth first and get and just leave off arguing about everything that's irrelevant, they could, like, you know, that Hansel and Gretel, do you believe that Hansel and Gretel's story was about Africans or Chinese people? Which one is it? You know what I mean? The issue is retracing the breadcrumb trail back to where these people got started. And you're mentioning about the Irish and the word Gaelic. There's a lot of history there that's been occluded by the, not just Hollywood, but the truth-hating terrorists who want to confuse the brain-dead goy. They're very easily manipulated because of their emotional attachment to their needs, whether it's sex or drugs or getting drunk, whatever it is, that's what they focus on. Give these people a little bit of this anesthetic and let them just slowly kill themselves, because that's what they're interested in, is sex and drugs and rock and roll, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and you know, the 60s sexual revolution and cultural revolution, I mean, that was all pushed by these degenerates that run our media. And, you know, the Weimar Republic was their early testing grounds for how that would go over. and they surely did put it over on us. Yeah, and I'll just address a few things that you said. We have John from Tennessee waiting. I want to address some of the things. And Davey, I know I've talked to you before, I believe, and there's a lot of different religious views out there, even within Christian identity. There's a lot of different views on who the Jews were and who they are. And
let me ask you this. Speaking of that, do you happen to know specifically where specifically in the Old Testament the first Jesus-hating terrorist showed up with a copy of the Talmud so he could be a Jewish guy?
If you're talking about references to Jew, I know in the book of Esther...
The definition of the word Jew is someone who hates Jesus, and they must have a copy of the Talmud so they can be a proselyte to Talmudic Judaism, which is a Jesus-hating religion, because that's the religion of the mass murderers who print the currency and own the media, the money changers and the Pharisees. That's... The Jewish religion is a truth-hating religion on behalf of the mass murderers who hate truth and justice. You know, if we had economic justice, all of the people in the world who are supposed to live in their homeland where they're from, that's where they would be. You know, they'd be sorting out their own squabbles, and they wouldn't be in a multicultural cult compound swirling around a Jew-worshipping drain hole. Anyway, man, I really like this to you.
Yeah, let me just wrap this up. And, you know, there's many, many different views even within Christian identity. There's like three main views of who the Jews were, and that could be discussed in hours and hours. And then there's traditional Christians.
Yeah, John in Tennessee, it'd be great if you could have him, you know, John and Mike in Kentucky. There's a bunch of guys that call on RBN, and the issue is the language. There has to be a specific definition, and it can't be elastic in so much that it means the opposite. The word Israel doesn't mean the word Jew. The word Jew means lie. John 8:44, Jesus said, they're of their father the devil. He was a liar and a murderer. That's their religion, is lying and murdering. And nobody, 100% of the modern-day so-called Jewish people do not have to believe lies. Nobody has to believe lies, period. Thank you, Jeremy. Have a great day, man.
Yeah, thank you. And I was just going to say and wrap it up by saying that, you know, regardless of what your definition of who the Jews were, because there's a lot of non-religious people that listen to this show that don't really hold the Bible as truth. And, you know, we want to reach them, or maybe people out there that aren't familiar with Scripture. What we can come to terms on and all come to the table on, regardless of your religious background, is that the state of Israel that we see today and the Jewish powers in our media and banking are against us, and we need to fight against that. Good call, Davey. And we'll go ahead and bring John from Tennessee on. And if the break catches you, John, we'll hold you over.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, John. Loud and clear.
Okay, Jeremy, this isn't why I called, but I'll address what Davey was talking about. With the word Israel actually means he wrestles with God. So, you know, this Jewish state of Israel is a Jewish state that wrestles with God. They are synagogue of Satan. And if you go to Romans chapter 2, Paul makes it very clear who was, you know, Paul was a Pharisee of Pharisees before Damascus Road. And he said he is not a Jew who is one outwardly in the flesh through circumcision, but is one who is one inwardly through the circumcision of the heart. So in my opinion, Christians, Christ followers, are Jews, because he's the lion of the tribe. He's the king. We're grafted in. When you're in Christ, you are a true Jew. So anyway, the reason I called, I heard you mention Rush Limbaugh and others, you know. I guess I would have to ask if you're familiar with the NDAA and the fact that the Smith-Month Act of 1948 was repealed, which now allows legally for the United States to propagandize its own citizens. And I would add to it that Rush Limbaugh and anyone else on television, on radio, or any other means that is making millions of dollars are part of the problem. They are brought in to manipulate, not only as opposite ends of the Hegelian dialectic, but as facilitators using the Delphi technique. It's not that Rush Limbaugh is any smarter, any wiser, whether or not he's got both hands tied behind his back. Does he have information, inside information? Absolutely. Because as Shakespeare said in As You Like It, all the world is a stage, and the men and women are merely the players. The Bible says that Christ's people perish for lack of knowledge. We believe ourselves to be knowledgeable when really we're just dumb as a box of rocks. We're taking people that we trust without them giving us cause to trust them and saying, well, Rush wouldn't lie to me. Sean Hannity wouldn't lie to me. Wolf Blitzer wouldn't lie to me. O'Reilly wouldn't lie to me. Look, if you've got 99.9% truth and you've got 1.1% lie, then you've got truth mixed with the lies, and it's not true.
Yeah. Coming up on a break, hold you over, John, and we'll finish discussing this on the other end. Alternative Media, we've got help here.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Jeremy from Kentucky, your guest host, and we're talking to John from Tennessee. And John, I didn't hear you correctly. What was the name of the legislation you were bringing up? Oh, did John drop off? Okay. Well, John was bringing up basically a bill that would regulate our broadcasting and the rules, and basically his premise was once you sign into that, you've got to follow the rules and they can control you, and that's totally true. And then think about the, if you listen to Rush, you'll hear Sherry's Berries, and you'll hear about some security system. Well, all of these, you know, businesses pay him large amounts of money to advertise on his show. And he's a multimillionaire. He may be worth up into the hundreds of millions of dollars. I know he has his own jet. I'm not sure what he's worth. I actually haven't looked that up yet. But anybody that's making that kind of money with that kind of platform, they're a controlled opposition. And the people that speak the truth, you know, like Farron Shoaff, Dr. Patrick Slattery, Dr. David Duke, I mean, they're not going to have lots of money and people funneling money to them. They're actually going to be deplatformed, as we see has been happening to people all over YouTube, even people who aren't considered white nationalist or any type of a racist organization, quote unquote. Just people with conservative views are starting to get censored. But I'll tell you, there's a lot of people out there, the Trump supporters that we can reach. They're looking for answers. They're searching for truth. And they've already been taught to question the media. They've already been taught that there's an entrenched establishment that controls of our government. They've already been taught all of this, and they think that they put an outsider in to clean this up. We know the truth, how manipulated and how many hooks are in President Trump. But the true supporters don't. They just see him as their president. And they're willing to follow him to hell and back. And when that's taken from them, you're going to have a major political shakeup. You know, I was talking just before the 30-minute break about how I had suspicions that some foreign power might put in a candidate. And we know the alt-right is infiltrated. What is the alt-right anyway? I mean, has anybody even defined this? Well, I mean, I think it's made up of groups of people who are right-wing leaning that want an alternative to the Republican Party. And I think that the majority of the alt-right would be made up of people who are just patriots, who don't approve of the Republican Party's embrace of the sodomites. They don't approve of all these foreign wars. And they don't approve of illegal immigration. And then you've got the white nationalist groups within the alt-right, and they're people that would want to end all immigration and start deporting immediately, and to actually form what they would call a white ethnostate. And then you have some fringe elements that really aren't alt-right, but they were definitely put in to subvert the alt-right, and I believe that the self-proclaimed sodomite Jew, Milo Yiannopoulos. Apparently that's a Greek name. But, I mean, really? Yiannopoulos, leader of the alt-kike, right? This guy does not reflect any of our right-wing values. And when it was exposed that he approved of pedestry, all that did was hurt this alt-right movement. And I think that was done purposefully. So in the same way that Yiannopoulos, or whatever, was put into the alt-right to try to bring it down, I think you have some figures in the alt-right that have been put in here to try and lead other agendas, to blend in with us, with those of us who want real political and social change in this country. And we're not the ones wanting to bring down the established system, you know, that our forefathers established. The Western Christian European government, and it was the best that they could do. I have many critiques of the Founding Fathers and how that, I mean, in a way, they kind of just did a power grab. I mean, instead of paying money to King George, now the colonists started paying them to the United States government. Then you had the Whiskey Rebellion right after the American Revolution, for crying out loud. Isn't that what we revolted against England for to begin with? So I could put a lot of critiques in the founding of America, and were the founding fathers, you know, deists, and you know, how deep were they involved in the Masonic lodge? You know, all that's real conspiratorial. But I mean, here we are; we're in America, and for nearly 200 years, you know, it's been one of the best places to live in the world, where we have freedoms and rights, and thank God that the states ratified you know, before the Constitution was ratified, they gave us the Bill of Rights to put these things in writing so that the government couldn't just immediately start running over us. It took them, you know, 100 years or so. But, you know, that's what we should think about when we think.